In the last few years, video content has grown at a rapid pace and businesses are leveraging that to reach to their prospective customers. Among the tech SaaS companies, explainer videos are getting popular as they provide a quick product introduction. Does your business need an explainer video? Or should you offer explainer video service as an agency owner? Well, covering both ends of the spectrum, here is Vikas sharing it all. So let's welcome Vikas on the show and get started.
Welcome to Smart Web Creators. In this podcast, you will listen to creators creating amazing things on the web and sometimes just me talking useful web stuff. I'm your host, Davinder Sinkanth. Let's get started.
Hi, Vikas. How are you?
Hey, Devendra. I'm very good. Thank you for inviting me on your podcast. I'm very happy to be here.
You are welcome. And I'm sure you had your dinner, right?
Yeah, I just had it.
Same here. So we are recording at the same time. So, you know. Okay. So before we get on with the explainer video concept, why don't you give a quick introduction about your online life?
Yeah, of course. Hello, everyone. I'm Vikas, director and video producer at What is Story. Basically, I'm a big fan of startup ideas and technologies which people are using today. I found myself good at converting those ideas, those complex technology into easy understandable videos. And that's how I start doing it. I start doing it from, you know, making short or 30-second, 20-second video, purely 2D animation, and then jump to the detailed animation video. Okay, how does it work, understanding the technologies and making things happen, and then making complete custom videos. So yeah, that's all about me in a short.
So you're all into videos, right?
With videos, of course, my background was like branding. We were doing visual branding. It's more like designing.
So you start designing things. Web agency, doing websites, branding, design, development, and now you've branched into explainer videos. So that part is
explainer
also
videos.
And this is also running, or you've left that part?
Yeah, both are running. Both are running. But day by day, we found our strength in videos.
Okay.
This is something we are getting more result than anything else. And people, you know, the reviews, customer reviews, and the results which we are generating, customer are appreciating it. So that's how we realize, okay, this is something we are doing better than anyone.
Now let's talk about explainer videos. Now web is bursting with video content of all kind of type categories. Just go to YouTube and you get to know, like, we are recording a video now and sharing information, but this is like a normal video, right? But how would you define the concept of explainer video in the context of the overall video ecosystem?
An explainer video can be so many things, but its core, it is a brief overview of a product, solution, or service that is aimed to explain the subject to the audience, right? In a very simplified and visual rich manner. So an explainer video is something which can simply describe the product and services to the particular audience in a nice manner. So you can correlate it.
Now, do explainer videos mostly include vector animation illustration explaining a specific product feature, or is it to it? Like, you can have a human talking in it.
Right. There is so much more, actually. So it's not bounded. The explainer videos are not bounded only with animation. It can be a live shoot. It can be a stop motion. It can be a taking pictures and showing a, you know, explaining a product with picture also. But sure, simply explaining a product feature through visual illustration, through animation, does help the audience understand the product better. But the greater value of an explainer video is how it helps the audience conceptualize the product in their everyday life, you know, and sort of open them up with various possibilities. So yeah, it's a subtle marketing pitch without audience getting a feel of that they are being pitched to.
So correct
that's
me
where it does wonder.
So correct me if I'm wrong, like most of your explainer videos are actually vector animation, how to
stuff. Most of it, because people feel comfortable doing that. Those are easy to get done. I mean, not, I should not say easy because it has own process, but yeah, most of customers prefer that.
Okay.
Maybe, I mean, a point could be here that they are quite affordable compared to live action, because when we go to live action, it has complete production, complete actors, environment, background, you know, complete filmmaking production. So that's why maybe this could be a point, because people prefer animated one.
Now,
so
I was
don't
on your...
bound anything that explainer video is equal to animated video.
Okay.
Completely.
Okay, point taken. Now, I was on your website and your website mentioned this, and I'm going to quote here, 88% more time is spent by users on a page that has a video. Now,
right.
Besides such stats, how do you convince a new businesses to include explainer video in their launch kit for better reach of their product to prospective customers? Like, do you do some extra effort in explaining, hey, explainer video would be helpful for your business and let's do it and let's get it done?
Actually, with one fact, they may not understand it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it requires a lot of information. They need to understand. They need pretty much awareness about how does it work, because people are not that much aware as of now.
Mm-hmm.
Why they need video, why they need the explainer video. And so as there are so many facts and figures people are talking, those marketer people are saying today about the videos, and we are pretty much aware, right? But yeah, a video for a startup kit, when you said how you say launch kit, you know, how we can include a video in launch kit.
Yeah.
So yeah, we can see a video is, first off, it's a long-term marketing things.
Okay.
You can utilize in your investor's pitch. See, investors, people don't have much time to read your PPT deck and your complete blog, what you have written in your Word doc. So it's a quick pitch to investors telling your ideas. And if they feel, okay, this is my industry, this is something which I wanted to invest, they can call you and, okay, let's discuss further. For customers, if today they want to spend a single penny, they want to see what they are going to have. Exactly what they are going to have, right? So this is something, you know, it helped, a video helped really to get paid customers, people who are serious about it.
Okay.
So it helps in that case too. So there are many other ways, and you know, there are many other use case of having a good video. You may be putting that video in your marketing material everywhere, in your email signature, right? So it will generate, okay, people will get more idea about it. So there is not only stats, there are so many other benefits having an explainer video. It shows you are very serious about the industry. You have very clear picture about the industry, what you are doing. You can explain it nicely, like what you are doing today.
Okay, let's take an example. Like, I'm an agency owner who does website design and development for clients all over the world, right? And yeah. I just suddenly came to know there's something called explainer video, and I've made a contact with your agency. And hey, I know what explainer video is, sort of. Like, do I need explainer video for my agency? How would you convince me that I actually need it?
Truly.
Or may not need
it? Of course. I believe every business needs. So somebody needs, see, new ideas require purely idea explanation video.
Okay.
Where agency such as your agency required, why a Skype video? It is explainer video, but it is more talking about why customers should choose you. There are too many web agencies outside, right?
Yeah.
And everybody saying they have Google Deloitte their clients, and everybody saying they have done work for, you know, keeping testimonial videos.
Yeah.
So today you need to speak up why they should choose you, why you are different from, you know, whatever they have visited till now, whatever they have contacted now. So that's why you need a video where you are saying why us. As we also have a why us video, which I would love to share with you whenever possible. So it's more talking about why customer chooses. So for your purpose, yeah, this is. Apart from that, for agencies, web agencies, we would prefer to have a reseller program, because mm-hmm. your clients and our clients are moreover same.
Yeah.
Audience is same. So we have another channel of where we partner with companies like you, and we put this, you know, kind of value-added service in your business.
Okay, so
I could explain further on that.
Okay, so what is the, you know, mix of clients that you have for Explainer Videos? Is it like all new tech SaaS companies, or there are some existing traditional businesses also looking for Explainer Videos?
Initially, I mean, at the start of this decade, mm-hmm. it was mostly for tech companies only. They had a great videos as a marketing content, right? They had a very great demand for Explainer Video. But now it's like most businesses are looking strongly at having these videos. And we have a client range of from agriculture to aviation to, you know, all type of mixed clients. They all need these videos. So it is like nowadays every business needs. So I cannot say only specific on, but yeah, B2B, mostly our client list having B2B. There are B2C customers which are coming, and we are understanding, okay, there is a kind of good requirement.
Mm-hmm. And how do you market your Explainer Video service to get new clients on a regular basis? Like, do you do anything extra, anything special to get eyeballs, to get more attention?
You are asking our marketing plans?
Yep.
How we... Okay. So...
No, I'm actually I'm asking from a perspective of someone who's listening and want to offer an Explainer Video service and not sure how much effort is required to market the service, because it's altogether different service from, say, you know, marketing a website design and development service, because this would be marketed to an existing business, not to a new business most of the time.
Right. So for us, we are getting business from our referrals.
Okay.
So for whomever we have done work, we simply request at the end of, do you think our service deserves to a refer?
Okay.
You know, if they feel, most of the time they feel it, they refer to us. Not today, tomorrow, day after tomorrow. Like, they will refer, definitely do it. Other strategy which we are following is B2B partnership. As you mentioned, that companies like you who want to, you know, provide this service, but they don't know how to make it happen. They don't know how to put the process to all together in a same office. So we do partnership with them. We offer complete white label service for them. And so they can focus on sales with their current clients. So if you're having a website client, right? He is having a website. You can simply ask him, why don't you get a Explainer Video? I can get it done. And they have a kind of bond with you, right? And referral and B2B partnership is our main model.
So in the beginning, where we are, your agency clients became your Explainer Video customers, right?
Absolutely. Today also the ratio is like 50-50.
Okay.
And for getting regular leads, customers, we do blogs and some SEO activities.
Okay, let's talk about the pricing of such a service. Now, I'm sure this is a common perception, or maybe it's true, that a custom build Explainer Video comes at a high price. Now, have you encountered clients with this perception when they make the first contact, that I am expecting a big quote for the Explainer?
Every single client asks this. Every single client, I mean, we face this question with everyone. I mean, this is, so pricing, I think pricing is as issue with every industry. Even you go with web industry, right? In your industry, right? When you quote a good price for a website, they'll get to know, okay, there is someone who's doing it very less.
Yeah.
Right. So that pricing issue is coming up day by day. I mean, it's like usual thing, but if you look at the size of the information that you can communicate while holding the attention of the audience through an Explainer Video, right? That is where it stand out as compared to any other marketing tool and other marketing efforts. Like, you are making 10 blogs, you are writing 10 banners on your website, putting 10 banners, which is sliding, right? You are doing any other marketing material. So compared to that, video is pretty good investment, like equally to them. So yeah, that's the thing. And it has, see, clients come to us, they say somebody is asking less for the video, which you are charging more. For them, it's more. Right, and they need to understand it's all about the quality, it's all about the service you want, right? You want
and value,
value you want to, right? You want high value, you want a very good script to be done with a nice writer, right? So low budget people, they don't care about the script. They just know there is a software, there is a template, just edit it and get it done. So,
okay. I'm sure a business owner listening to this and maybe wanting an explainer video would want to know at least basic, you know, price range for getting a custom explainer video. Now, can you share your price point or maybe just the industry standard? Like if some...
So, yes. I mean, there are some parameters for pricing, to analyze the pricing. But to give you an idea, to give you a quickly idea, okay, it can be done in there. So it start from industry, it start from $2,000 and it is goes to like $15,000, $20,000 also.
Yeah, just like websites, you know, you can have a website, similar kind of website for $500 can have a $5,000.
Right, right.
And then it's the value from, that you add, right?
Right. It start from, $2,000. And then because there are parameters like how much duration you would prefer. There are, if it is, complex technologies require 1 to 2 minutes in between. If it is a very simple concept, it can be done in under 1 minute. What style do you want? You want completely artistic, doing something new, which we also have never done, trying, create out to think out of the box, putting ourselves on the table, hitting on the wall, thinking what can be done, right? So that costs extra, right? That costs additional. And so these type of parameters decide what is the actual price, but it starts from, I have given you range, right?
Okay, cool. Now, since explainer videos are custom for every client, what is the workflow that you use to decide the video content of the, the actual video from the first contact of the client to getting the final explainer video? Like, what is the journey from the first point when the client contacts you to the ready-made, video? Like, what are the main milestones you follow to decide on the content? Because I'm sure it's a custom process for every video that you create.
Every video. I mean, the process is a standard, but following that process is more like thinking every time on new thing, right? So it's all started with understanding the business of the client as much as we can. Their goal, their purpose, where they want to play, and what is their marketing plan, agenda with this, right? How serious they are. That is also a fact, right? So yeah, first we understand the business of client, and then we put together, brainstorm out, ideas for the script, and then, lead to the visual graphics, illustration things, and then goes to like the animation. In between, there are a few things like voiceover, sound, SFX, that can be done. So basically, in simple word, if I say, there are 4 steps, understanding the business as much as we can, the idea, brainstorm the scripts, brainstorm the ideas and get the script done, and then illustration and then animation. Simple, you can keep
and
it 4 steps.
The visual assets that include in the video, like audio, graphics, even a person talking. Now, are they all created in-house or you source some of them from some third parties or some of them gets provided by client? Like, how do you gather all that stuff that's needed create an explainer?
Right. That is another thing coming. People are supplying everything to us by saying that they are having everything in the house. So we have everything. Luckily, we have made a nice process. Luckily, we have find nice talent to do everything in the house, apart from the voiceover, because that is depends on your, based on your targeted audience. You are targeting your
different accent. You need to hire someone with
right. So that is something which we outsource, which we have list of
trusted partners,
voiceover artists with us. So we ask clients, okay, what kind of preference, if they have any preference, we share those samples and then they choose one of them. That's the part we do outsource. Audio is one thing. We use licensed music because we can make custom music, but that is again, including, you get it, right?
Yeah, it will just increase the cost. You know, too much.
I mean, making, composing custom music is itself a different altogether there.
Yeah.
Studio. So we do that also. We have done that. Making custom music also, we have go through with that process too.
Okay, how do a business track the return on investment from explainer videos? Or is there any business so far that for whom you've created an explainer video came back and saying, hey, you created an explainer video and my sales went by this percentage, or someone on the other side said, you created an explainer video, but it didn't help anything in my business?
Both things happen.
Okay.
Both things happen. Even I should mention those clients' name, they got good funding and they are completely using video as their main marketing strategy. Completely. We put all together a setup for them.
It also gives them the polished look also.
Right, right. So they one of our clients call Ambulance. Now they change, rebrand themselves. We have made a video for them. They utilize their main intention of that video is for getting in front of investors. And they impressed them, and then they, you know, there are process happened and they got investment. They come back to us. They said, let's do more and more. Let's keep it one of part of our business. Mm-hmm. Getting my point. So they started with doing something else and then they made videos as part of their business. So there are other clients as well who got huge success, who got many sales. I mean, they come to us, and that's how I told you, right? Referrals. We got referrals like that only. But same time, I cannot ignore that there are a few clients who come up with that we invested money, but we haven't got return. The problem is they haven't advertised it. Getting video done is not only thing. You have to spend some amount on Facebook, YouTube ad, and all these things, right? So they haven't do it. So nowadays at Water Studio, what we are doing, we are producing videos as well and marketing videos as well to make sure that client getting results.
And how right? how do you market those videos? Like what are the strategies, like basic things you do in, you know, helping the client market his business via those explainer videos?
So, I mean, to give you an example, if there is a client who worked with us and we have completed his video, like recently we have done with Frontal, which is coming altogether in his ground or somewhere as a LTD. Now, so we are helping them to cut short the video in short clips, like 30 seconds, 6 seconds bumper, and putting all together those things on YouTube ads, Facebook ads.
So you manage their social presence as well?
So I'm not managing their social profiles, more like I'm
just giving the content so that they can
giving
put
the
it on
content for 6 seconds. But yeah, we can do that social management as well.
Yeah,
he's having already he understands how does this work. So you don't require the service. But for many clients, we are offering, okay, come, we will make a video, we'll market it, we'll show you results. Now, I remember you asked how to, you know, track the ROI.
Yeah.
Right. Today, it's in digital. There are two ways of using a video, right? Online and offline. Online, you can track it through views, through comments, through watch time, right? Offline, there is no stats such like views and all, but you can track like after seeing expression of, after asking, did you understand?
Yes.
Yeah. No. And the best way is, I push here that investor give a good value, good advice over there. They watch video, they immediately ask question, then you'll get to know, okay, this, I haven't covered this thing in this video. Maybe I haven't explained the problem nicely in this video. So, you know, so there are those ways. In online, you can easily count, but offline, after seeing face expressions, you can say, okay, this guy's got it, I'm not getting it. So that's the way.
Okay, let's talk about the tool stack for explainer videos. Now, of course, there are so many online tools that can build a video in a templated format, but you guys build all custom. So what are a few tools that you use in-house to get those videos done?
Right. Apart from Google Doc, which is used for writing story, writing visual ideas, sketching things. Apart from Google Apps, we use Adobe Creative Cloud. Completely. So like complete suit of all the technology.
Premiere, After Effects, all the Adobe suit, right?
Yeah, after. So we start with Adobe Illustrator. It is for designing, and then goes, if required, we go with Photoshop as well. And then After Effects for animation, doing animation, and then
Premiere for
editing. For Premiere for editing and Audition for audio editing, voiceover matching, sharpening the voice, pitching up high, and all these things. So yeah, two basically Google and Google Apps plus Adobe CC, Adobe Creative Cloud. Those are enough for.
Now, besides these tools, you need experienced people to use these tools as well. So what is the mix of mix of your team as of now?
Today, technology becoming so easy. I mean, companies like Adobe adding tools, new techniques into the software that makes the whole process day by day easy.
Mm-hmm.
But having the right talent is a bigger challenge in our industry. Having the right person who understand how animation work, how we see animation, you know, those basic fundamentals of animation is becoming hard day by day. When I say basic fundamental in design, meaning of colors, what this font says, why we should use this, and in music, what sense the music creating, those talent. See, there are so much music out there, right? But choosing the right music, which create right essence, right feel, is very important. So yeah, we have in every project, around 6 people works. I start from a creative director,
mm-hmm.
because he's the main guy in terms of how the overall outcome coming. So I do take care some time of that part because I'm also creative. I mean, I'm actually. That is something which I really like to do, to take care of the whole overall video, how it's coming well, right? So creative director, he planned creative brief, project goals, timelines, and who's going to work on it on each project, right? And then it goes to a script writer. And after a script writer, it goes to a designer. They create the storyboards and illustration, and then it goes to animator who start using those graphics. He start doing animation, and finally it goes to the sound guy who get done the voiceover done, get done the correct find the correct music, and who create this SFX all together, 2-3 things together to make the right kind of feel. And that's finally Premiere Pro, edit everything. Director involved in every project, right? In every step to make sure it's going well, and then cut short the video and make it correctly.
And do so you,
that's a process.
Do you all guys sit in one office or is it like distributed?
One office.
Don't have any remote employees, right?
We have office, but for, for video, one office, for design, that's it.
Okay.
So that's how, but for video, we have everything in one, under one roof.
Now talking about, explainer videos in general, like according to you, is the economy of explainer video, just the explainer video, is it growing or it has reached the peak or it is going down? Like how do you view it as a provider of this service?
In terms of requirement, it's growing day by day. Very, very fast it's growing. I mean, we initially we were getting very less query. Nowadays it's like everybody wants it. Our friends' business, initially they were, when we started doing that, nobody giving that much importance of they should invest into this. But now it's increasing. But according, as you mentioned, economy, or in term of investment, it's becoming really competitive as well.
Yeah.
So previously people were happily investing more amounts of creatives, getting more freedom. Now people are having those tools, those templates making things. So yeah, they are in dilemma why they should invest it. They are forgetting that video is not about animation, which tool are you using.
Yeah.
All about the story you want to tell. Right? So it's growing. Basically demand is growing.
And you are not actually competing with those people who are you going to use out of the box, templated video tools and all that. You are actually, your market is altogether different. Like companies who actually value in investing in a unique storytelling experience via video, right?
Right. Companies who really want to generate a trust. See, you just imagine you are visiting on an e-commerce website, which having very old or worst website experience,
mm-hmm.
right? colorful, pure colorful banners everywhere, big sales banners, big pop-ups, and they said buy product from us. And there is another website which is very neat, clean, asking, you know, take action and don't pushing you to take things, okay, just not having so many pop-ups. There is a trust factor between both of them, right? Both are websites. So that's the thing. Conveying a good story is a very important part of a video, but same having a nice, rich visuals more generate trust factor. These people are serious about it. These people are really, you know, working around it. And second thing, template videos are like every second person is using. So you'll feel, okay, this is the similar videos they have done. So I'm not against it. It's again, depends on how, what is the stage you are right now.
Everything has a
story should convey.
Yeah, everything has a market for it. Okay, lastly, now you ran an agency, web agency, and you expanded into explainer videos. Now, I'm sure there's so many people who actually run an agency and listening to this, and they would want to get on, at least try their, you know, luck or dip their toes into explainer video service. So anyone who's an agency owner and listening to this and may want to, you know, start the explainer video service, what are few do's and don'ts that you want to share with that person?
So yes, the hard challenge they are going to face is theme. Because when you say we make custom videos, good videos, it's all depend on your team. Yeah, not single person cannot. Single person may be good into graphics. He may not good into voice acting.
Yeah.
He may not good into music. So the hard challenge is
getting
the team all together at the same place, matching your ideas. And of course, as I mentioned, director is very important. So you should have a sense of what the end product will look like. You should set your expectation, right? You should know what problem they may face. They are creative people. And sometimes they are creative, but they are not good in technology. They got stuck. Okay, they see something good on web, on YouTube, and they come to you and ask, how does it happen? Can you explain? So yeah, that's a good chunk with me. That's a good part with me that I have experience of all these tools. I have gone through all these tools and technology. Still, I keep myself update what's happening into the industry in terms of what the new tools coming in, After Effects, and what. So having a good team is a bigger challenge. So I think initially I would prefer to supply the work to another agency and another team.
Okay.
Now they'll think, okay, let's hire freelancers. Right? So you are a web agency. You have a reputation. Trust me, you don't know when the freelancers stop picking your call.
Yeah.
Right? They may stop picking your call. They may increase the budget in between when there is some challenge comes, right? Because he's a single person. He's a single person source of inspiration, source of learning. He's a single guy. But when the team works, then idea exchange, there are so many idea exchange happens and there are so many learning happens, right? So having a good team and is very important. So initially, try to supply your works to outsource any other agency who can take care of it, and you make a kind of good appreciation out of it. Once you start bringing your portfolio, other talent, people will asking you for a job.
Awesome.
When you have good, because those are creative people. They want to work with a creative, real creative agency. I've heard a lot of issues with creatives that I'm not learning in that company. That's why they are leaving that, right? So, and yeah, that's the only thing. Don't try to give work on a separate people and be a director into it. Try to hire a director who's doing this, so you'll have a peace of mind and he'll do everything for you.
Okay.
So that's the only thing. Try to hire a director and try to work with the agency rather than thinking that I can do. So, otherwise, you cannot focus on a web business.
Yeah, bottom line is get expert in every field and don't try to be expert in every field.
Don't try to be expert. Otherwise, you'll be in your client business as well. You'll not get results. And in the end, you'll feel like this is not good industry. People blame into sometimes this video industry, right? Because of this reason only.
Okay.
Know how to get things done.
Okay, let's shift gears now and talk about your toolbox. So which are your current 5 favorite tools that power your online business?
Okay. I mean, I can mention those Adobe and Google apps again.
Yep.
Okay, because they are the base tool which we require for anything.
So number one would be Docs. Number two would be Adobe Suite. Number three, four, five. You've still got three.
I got actually many.
Okay.
Okay. So Google Docs pre-production, then Adobe's production, then comes to the sharing feedback. Yeah, for feedback we use Loom, Frame.io for sharing and feedback. And we also use Notion for preparing creative brief, project management, documentation, and everything.
Okay.
For payment thing, which is last thing in the whole process, which we use Razorpay, PayPal, or Pioneer for getting payments done.
Okay.
Getting payment process. And for accounting, we use QuickBooks. So for communication, we use WhatsApp more properly because it's for WhatsApp, emails, and all these things. That's apart from that, how can I forget about AppSumo? Because I'm addicted to AppSumo. I'm like,
you buy everything.
Everything I keep in myself, and then after a few months, I thought, why I bought it? It's not use case. It's like,
I've been very careful with AppSumo. I hardly buy anything from AppSumo. I've bought like 5-6 deals so far, and I've used 2 of them, but not many actually. Most of them, like, you buy today and you actually forget about it, even to activate it. And
that's true. I did. I mean, the same experience which you're having, but somehow this is something which I do after buying. I feel good. I feel like, I did an investment. But from AppSumo, I got NovoCall and GoHire, which is my best tool as of now.
Some of them are really surprisingly good tools. Like, obviously, there are a few disappointments, but even if out of 10, you get 2-3 useful tools that you actually use in your business, actually, it pays for itself because it's hardly like $50.
Right. NovoCall is like best deal I ever bought, and this GoHire.
Okay, so which is your recommended web hosting service? Now, this is a question for even your web hosting clients, like the website clients, and also the hosting part of your videos. Like, if you host your videos for the clients, like, what do you do? YouTube, Vimeo, Vistia, something else?
So, depends on the client. If he's a purely filmmaker kind of person, filmmaker or passionate, and there's something artistic work, then of course Vimeo. If it's a regular business, YouTube. If it is going on website, you want to, of course, I would recommend keep this video on your website, then put into Vistia and keep into your website. So,
and then, what about the site hosting?
Every video, I would, after ending every video, I sent a detail in email to client what to do next.
Okay.
It's up to them, they take action on.
And what about the websites that you do for clients in your agency? Where do you host them?
I'm very bad. I mean, I'm not good into this web thing. Ronak only take care of my technical partner. He's like, he take care of all these things. So I think he prefer clouds.
Cloudways, right.
Cloudways, he prefer. But I like these Elementor thing.
Elementor page design.
Builder? So yeah. Elementor page building I do use.
Okay, cool. So which is a recommended email marketing service if you use one in your business?
MailerLite. We are using MailerLite as of now, and we are happy with it.
Okay, and last question, any upcoming tool or service that has caught your eye attention other than those that appear on AppSumo?
Honestly saying, yeah, I have a lot of hopes with AppSumo because they only... keeps me updated with what's happening, what new tools coming. But apart from that, I'm waiting for Funnel Pack. Some Funnel Pack is launching. I wish I could have a video Funnel Pack, but I'm waiting for branding and graphic Funnel Pack, which I really looking forward to use it. That's it.
Okay, and since you bought so many AppSumo deals, what are your few most useful to AppSumo deals so far? Like, you mentioned RoboForm or Robo something.
NovoCall. It's a visit for getting queries. Form that.
And GoHire. Other than these two, which other were like, I didn't waste my money; it was good spent.
Okay, there are a few actually. I'm not getting immediately their name, but yeah, there are some screenshot.
See, this is the app Sumoy.
Drupler. Right, I have a long list, but only few use, right? Drupler I am using, and Albatross.
Albatross, yeah, it's there. Yeah, I've seen it.
And recently, ShortPixel.
Yeah, even I use ShortPixel, so.
So that is something. Yeah, I'm trying to, you know, utilize few more deals as soon as I get them. I'm sure they will be.
Mind you are not alone. I've seen so many people who buy everything that appears on AppSumo. So you are not alone. So I know a lot of people like you who do that. And I always surprise when why the hell you do that? Like, are you going to use it? But then they come back with an argument. Like, if you buy 10 deals and out of 10, 20, 2 are like useful in my business, so why not?
So for me, it becomes satisfaction. It becomes addiction. I mean, after buying, I feel really very good. After buying, I really feel good. Then I can focus on something. Until and unless if the deal came, okay, I got to know there is a deal come. And I see, okay, in first impression, okay, I said I'll spend some good time. And then I spend around 15 to 20 minutes on each deal. Now, if I try to close that window, cannot. I mean, it's like it'd be open for a few days, and as soon as the end date came, deal end date come, let me buy it.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. So before we wrap this episode, where can people find you? Just share your website details, your social profiles, what you are like, you can help with.
Find me. For customers, for regular customer, definitely I would love to hear about their product and startups, and I can see, then I can, you know, try to help with them from branding perspective, their branding needs, how visual branding. Okay, when I say branding, please use visual branding. Okay, so their logo designs work, and then explainer videos, all these for web agencies. As I mentioned, it's my priority things. I would love to partnership with web agencies, digital marketing agencies, SEO agencies, and advertisement companies. That is my first preference, because they are like partnership for us, right? They are like partner for us. For them, they just visit waterstudio.studio/agencies.
Okay.
There's a contact form. There is an information key what they can do. We provide 100% white label service where if I work with your client, will never know who make this happen. So yeah, you can find me on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, everywhere. But yeah, mostly I use LinkedIn.
Awesome, Vikas. Thank you so much for your time. It was amazing talking.
Thank you so much, Devendra. It's good to talk with you.
Have a good day.
Have a wonderful day.
You can join the free web creators community to learn and share with other web creators at webcreatorsgroup.com. And for more goodness, just head over to smartwebcreators.com. And remember, be smart, keep creating. See you next time.